Okay, one more sif. Simin Lamed Bey, Siv Dalid, Kedushei Shtar. We review that the source of Kedushei Shtar is the Hekesh Havai Liyitzia. It says Shtar in the Torah only once, only by Get. It says the Kosalah Sefer Krisus for Nasan Biyada. And Lamakish, Vyatza Vahaisa, Hekish Yitzia, which is Get, Ahvayu, which is Kedushin, that Kedushin also has Kedusha Ishtar. Presumably, whatever is the halacha by Get is the halacha by Kedushin, since we learn one from the other. So Shulchan Aruch says, Yesh Misha Aimer. Some say, Shetzar Shiaske Shema Isa Ishva Isha Bishtar Kedushin. Some say, and it seems to be that he holds that way, la halacha, that you have to have the name of the man and the woman, shishem tzitzarach laskiram beget. Just like beget, you have to have the name of the man and the woman. So too, since we learn kedushin from a gittin, you also need the name of the man and the woman. Now, to us it seems absurd. If you're writing a shtar, obviously you're writing the names. And the answer is, that we're talking here when you're using Eidei Mesira. In other words, if you have no Eidim when you hand over the shtar, you're just using Eidei Chasima, you sign a document, you give it to him privately, and he could prove that it's real from the signatures, obviously the shtar has to say who the parties are. When you do Eidei Mesira, so why do you need names? You don't need names. If I sell you a house, and I don't put the names into the document, I just write, the bearer of this document hereby gives ownership of the house to the receiver of the document. If you have two Eidim watching it, so that's good enough. That's what we mean, Eidim is Sira Karati. Eidim will see the handing over is adequate. So why is Kedushin and Gittin different? Why Kedushin and Gittin is different? So if you look in the Bir Agra on the side, and Eis Ches, and Yesh Mishaimer, Kekasav Raja Bechidusha, Mashakasav Bitcha. See, it's tricky. In Shulchan Aruch it says Bitcha Mekudeshesli. There's no name there. Bitcha, your daughter Mekudeshesli. Lishta Kaita Nakat. It's just a short Lashin. It doesn't mean you don't write the name. Just the Gemara is Lishna Kaita Ches in the Gra. It's the third line in the Gra. Lishta Kaita Nakat. The Gemara dash in Sefer Krisus that the paper has to be Sipur Devarim. The paper has to tell the story. Sefer Krisus, Sfiris Devarim. The paper itself has to contain in it the story of what took place. And Mamela, you need the Shem Ishva Isha in a get. Now, since Vakshin and Havai Eliyatsiya, since Kedusha we learn out of Gerishin, so Mamela, the Yesh Vishayma says that's the same thing that you need, the Sfiris Devarim, you need the story should be written in the get. And Mamela, that's the halacha. Now, it's interesting, in the Mordechai, in the back of the Gemara, in Kedushin, in Gittin, in the beginning of Paragimel, he brings that, Ilavda mistafino mechavroi. It's a funny lashon. If not that I was afraid of my friends, I would paskin. I was thinking his name is Rabbeinu Yoel. In the later generation, there was Rabbeinu Yoel who was not afraid of any of his friends. He did whatever he wanted. So I had to read Rabbeinu Yoel Amar. He loved him, Mistafina Mechavroi. I would paskin. A get without names is fine when you're using Eidei Mesira. The Mishnah says you need names. See, he loved him, Mistafina. I would say if you have Eidei Mesira, the Eidei Mesira have to know the names. But I would think that it's enough of a sort of a serious Devarim Ba'alma of telling the story without the names. Now, we paskin, you have to have names in the get. Nafkamina is where they leave out the name of the father. There could be multiple reasons why a father's name is left out. It could be it's someone who the father is not known. We're not sure who the father is. There's a Shtuki and a Sufi. Someone whose father's name is not known. So the question is, if a get was written just with the name, without the Ben Ploini. So later in Siman Kuf Chav Tes, where it's Techen Su here, where all these halachas are brought in Sif Tes, it says we don't rely on Rabbeinu Yoel when there's no name at all, but when there's a name without a father's name, we're Mekel, on the condition, and this is tricky, that it says the name of the city. In other words, if you get a shtar and it says Reuven gave a get to Dina. So, how are you going to find out which Reuven and Dina it is? If it's the whole world, you'll never know which Reuven and Dina is. It could be in many countries and many cities. If it says Reuven and Dina from this and this city, it at least narrows it down. Now, if the city is a city with 100,000 Jews, it's still going to be tricky. But at least it's doable if it has the Shem Ho'ir, the Shem Iroi, and the Shem Ira. I want to tell you something interesting. In the Mishnah it says, you write the name of the man, the night of the woman, name of his city and her city. Our Gittin do not have it, even though it's a Beferish Mishnah. Our Gittin have the name of the city where the get is given. The get was given in this city, in other words, these two people are in this city on this day. And that's the way all Gittin are done for at least since the time of Shulchan Aruch, probably earlier, 600-700 years, Ayitza Mishnah. The answer is that there was fear that mistakes would happen. Especially when a couple breaks up. When they're living together, they're living in a certain city. And they break up, so usually one or both of them move back to a city that they usually where they originally came from. And there's confusion over which is their city. So Klal Yisrael, already in the time of the Rishayim, it's better to write less information and not make a mistake than to have more information and make a mistake. It's a problem. So Klal Yisrael changed, and all Gittin are written this way, and all Ksuvas, you go to a wedding, the Ksuva, they write, they don't write the city that they came from. They write wherever the wedding is taking place. Wherever the wedding is taking place, that's what they write in the Ksuba.
But again, it's so many names. Every single name, or whatever she was known, whatever he was known, it gives you so many different possibilities.
It gives you clues, because it gives nicknames, if there are nicknames. It's true. It's true. They're not, it's, all right. But still, if it's the whole world, it's still very hard to say it's a Sfiras Devarim. And I guess that's what the name is. But anyway, this is what it says there in Hilchas Gittin. And Lamaisa, we write their names. And at least in the B'dieved, there's a room for a person to be Mekel, not to write the parents' name. It's sometimes very, very tricky when the father is not Jewish. So at least we have instructions what to do. As long as the sake of the father is Jewish, it becomes a very tricky business and how to write a get. A ksuv is a habitzar, but a get is an issue. A ksuva, I mentioned to you, fashkenazim bisman azeh, the shtar ksuva is minig ba'alma. We don't need a ksuva. After chaim rabbeinu Gershon, that you can't give a get ba'karcha. You don't really need, the Ramah says we don't need a document for Ksuba. Ela Shanagu, since Klai saw as Nayig, we do it as Minig Yisrael. But it's not, strictly speaking, needed. The Sfaradim don't have Chaim Rabbeinu Gershom, they still need it Mekir Adin, and they take a ride a much more elaborate Ksuba than we do. But, so we yaitz with Ksuba with however it is that we write it.
So,
Rav Haigan, yeah, the Gain. Yeah, but that was Al Kedushin, you're right. Because you're right, Havalili into. I mean to say is when the ksuba, when you're doing nekdeh days, they do kedusha with a ring, and the ksuba is not for kedusha. It's typically not for kedusha. All right, so mechaber is relatively simple. I think we all would have imagined you need the names, and that's what we do. We put in the names. Ramah brings a list of halachas. In other words, whatever the mechaber left out, the Ramah sticks in. So it's a list. Let's go one at a time. Hagah. Kosvai adova mechuba lekarka. What happens? A get is written on mechuba lekarka. Could you imagine this? It's funny. We learn gittin all year, right? About the Mishnah says, what happens if you wrote a get on the arm of an eved? Gemara says, well, you wrote it on a leaf of a tree. Oh, yeah, we're learning it. And then usually I go with the boys in my shir. I take 3-4 at a time to see a get. So you go to get. The first thing they ask me is, does it have to be written on parchment? Like, you're learning Gemara all year. And does it have to be written on parchment? Like, you can write it on the hand of an eved. You can write it on the leaf of a tree. So what are you asking? It's right in the first parak. So it's typical that we learn Gemara. And then when we see it lamaisa, we have to plug it in. Mechuba lekarka, what does it say here? If you write again on mechuba lekarka, so oyali surayana machlekes yeshem shupasul v'yesh bachshim. What's the shaila? Now, I don't think in the history of the world anybody ever wrote again or kesh dar kedushin on mechuba lekarka. But in theory, how could you write it on mechuba lekarka? You have to have one of these trees with these gigantic leaves, I guess. And the leaf is connected to the ground, and you wrote it, or even on the bark of the tree, you know, like they scratch out A, B, loves C, D, you know. So instead of that, they scratched out get, the whole get, on the tree. And what? George Washington was so they scratch out a get. What's wrong with the get? Why shouldn't it be a kosher get? What's wrong with it? A mechuba lekarka. It's not royal in the Sina. It's really trickier than that, because if you write it and sign it and cut it off and give it, it's also possible. The writing has to be royal. The writing has to be royal. So there's no question a get can't be written on mechuba lekarka. What about kedushin? That's no question. On machlokes. So why kedushin is it a shaila? Well, what are the two sides? In makshin and avayli yitzia. So what's the nidain? So here, the Gra in Sifkat Yud Aleph. Okay, again we go to the Gra on the left side of the page. Yud Aleph Yesh Mashirim B'Mechuber. So the question is, how can there be a shita if we learn kedushin out of Gid Mashin Avay Liyitzia and again it's possible? How could there be a shita? So the Gra says Yesh Mashirim B'Mechuber. That's a Rashba Simin Tuf Reish because of Dafka Begitin. Diksivin Nasan, you have to hand it, so it can be mechuber. Abu Yishami Mishum Diksiv Sefer. Yishami says not the drasha from Vinasan, but a drasha from the word Sefer. Viraya Mashkasavate Sefta Makadish. What about Kedushin? Kedushin is good, because it says it's a Sefta Makadish Bierani Dachas, Ubiya Shveha, Bedimus Ubima Sha'Allah, Enamakudeshas. Mashva dafka b'shum davi yisureyana. There it talks about being mekadesh or mechuba lekarka in a irani dachas. So it's mashma that only because it's irani dachas is so good. But mechuba by kedushin is good. So the Gra says, the Rashba says, kedushin, he's the yeshayimim that it's good. Frek the Gra called devar meina move on him. He doesn't understand what's going on. The mashna b'shum diksiv sefer oivin nasan. My ika haksiva yatzava haisa. Itaka says only by get, sefer krisos, of anasam biyada. Bua makish avayli yitzia, kniskalael, konsurashon begitin, vitae sefta, ayibi kedushe kesef, chayneri kulpir kedusham, goshdasa bashim yisriya no bishtar. He's asking the following. It's really a double question. He asks, first of all, mashina avayli yitzia. How can you bring me rayas differently if we're makash avaylet siya? So then it should have to be mechuba lekarka as possible. Question number two. the first Ran in Kedushin, the first page of Ran in Kedushin, he brings in the name of the Baal Ha'iter that if you want to be Mekadosh a woman with Kesef, that you can't use Mechovel HaKarka. Baal Ha'iter said, if you have Mekadosh with Kesef, you can't use Mechovel HaKarka. And the Ran himself argues. He says, why can't you use Kesef? Why give a Kesef? Why can't you use Mechovel HaKarka? So they ask, the Gram himself asks, that what do you mean? We have Ekesh Havai Liyitziyah, and we have Ekesh Havai Yisla Hadadi, we're Makesh Kesef to Ishtar, so Mechubah should be possible. This is the Tmiya of the Gra. The Gra's Matmiya, he goes very strictly, that everything should be learned directly one for the other. And since everything should be learned directly one for the other, so what's Shana di Yesh Vachmira in Arajba, Chubas Arajba?
Why does Ramah go to a new case? Why doesn't he argue with the same thing with the Shemas?
Because he doesn't argue in that. He agrees with it.
But the Yesh Vachmira over here
is going on new cases. What Ramah does here, Shtar is over, see, is the things the Mechaba left out, really. It's not the same Rasha, Shem Ira and Shem Ira. See, that's what's interesting. There's definitely a Hekesh Havai Leitziya. The question is, for what? For what Makesh Havai Leitziya? So the Achrayinim try to limit. We usually have a rule, Ein Hekesh Lomechza. They try to figure out what the Geder Hadvarim is, how a Makesh Havai Liyitziya. Rabbi Chanan in the Kavit Shurim in the beginning of Kedushin brings this Gra. He writes Gra Seif Simulam and Beis. It was Matmiya. And Rabbi Chanan looks to find Gedorim in when we're Makish Havai Liyitziya, when the Hekish is a complete Hekish and when it's not a complete Hekish. Suffice it to say that it's one of the complicated issues. Rabbi Chanan does write that if Mechubar is no good, it's not a din and dine gittin that it's no good. It's a din and dine shtar. Shtarais are something that are portable. They're not Mechubar lekarka. So if it's din and shtarais, then we're not makish to kesef. In other words, makish of ayis la'adadi, you learn how from get to kedushin. Only things that have to do with dine gittin and dine kedushin. But things, the Gemara even has a habit, I mean, the money has to be lishma somehow. But something that's a din and dine shtar, that would not makish. And my point is that there are limitations in the hekesh of Ayliyatsiya. And that's where the entire discussion becomes tricky. And as it's true that Mechubah Lekarka, it's rare that anybody does anything with Mechubah Lekarka. But in the broader picture, and we'll discuss another case shortly, there are issues, cases, not that they come up. We do everything pretty standard. But nevertheless, there are cases where the Hekesh Havai Liyitziya is called into question. And one of them is writing the date into a shtar. Well, let's see what the Ramah says. Okay. No, Yisurei Hanoah, we have to stop for a minute. Yisurei Hanoah, Kasa Yisurei Hanoah. Again, beginning the Ramah. Kasa Yadom Mechubah Lekarka. That's a question of Havai Liyitziya, we'll come back to it. Oy al Yisurei Hanoah, Yesh Amishu Pasol, Yesh Machshirin. What does that mean? Somebody writes a get on a piece of paper. How could a piece of paper be Asaba Hanoah?
Hegdish,
Havai Dezara. He writes it on something that's Yisurei Hanoah. Yesh Emeshu Pasol V'yesh Machshirin Harajba. Now, again, I don't know if in the history of the world everybody ever wrote again on Yisurei Hanoah. We have very few things that are Yisurei Hanoah nowadays. Nowadays we have Orla and Chametz on Pesach and Avodah Zarah, basically. We don't have Erev Nidachas today and what? Kalei Kerem. Okay, it's rare that it happens, but it could. I don't know if that's Yisurei Hanoah, but Yisurei Hanoah here, I think the Goyin says means Yisurei Hanoah Dereisa. Now, the tumbling over Yisurei Hanoah are two, like, Shas Shilas about Yisurei Hanoah. One is that the Ran writes writing on Isurei Hanoah depends if you're doing an Aveira. Are you doing an Aveira? If you take Isurei Hanoah and you write a shtar on it and you give it to a woman. Is there any? Are you having Hanoah from the paper? What do you say? The obvious answer is yes. So the rule is, whenever someone says that, he means the opposite. The Ran says no. Mitzvah slav lehenis nitnu. Marriage, it's funny, his language is marriage, yesh boi tzad mitzvah. He says marriage has an aspect of mitzvah to it. What does he mean, yesh boi tzad mitzvah? So, yesh boi tzad hanoah. Okay. The Ran says yesh boi tzad mitzvah. Says there's a tzad mitzvah. So what does it mean tzad mitzvah?
Make a bracha.
Some say serve it tzivan al arayas. Still, he says it's tzad mitzvah. Maybe the second time too. I don't know. See, I have to know two things. There's a machlekes the Rosh and the Rambam. In the first parak in Subis, incredibly, if there's a mitzvah sasei to get married, the Rambam says a mitzvah sasei to get married. The Rosh says doesn't say anywhere in the Torah get married. It says ki kachishisha ubal leosneya. It says a man gets married and lives with his wife and he hates her, he should write her a get. So ki kachishisha ki kachikachim is the effort. We learn out this kedusha, the kedushin with kesef. Now the Rambam holds it's a mitzvah sasei. Yeah, it's true that the Torah advises it. The question is whether but it's not a lashon command. It's al ken yazavish. You know, in Sefer Bereishis, there are only three mitzvahs in those Sefer Bereishis: puravu, bris milah, and gitan
asha.
Mitzvah bai, yes, and bishlochai. So it sounds like it's a mitzvah. Mitzvah bai, yes, and bishlochai. So the Rambam said the Rosh in the first parak of Ksubis on the brach of the Masada Kedushin. He says Akshon v'zaisa v'tzivanu, but it's a funny thing. He talks says it was in tzivanu, but tzivanu what? Tzivanu ha'arayis. I mean, the kind of mitzvah of marrying someone who's not an erva. Imagine that. So he's making a birchas hamitzvah that on the mitzvah he's not marrying an erva. Interesting. It's a funny kind of mitzvah to call it. The Rosh says what? If you never get married, you never marry an erva. Oh, you mean? It's true. You don't have to marry anybody to not marry an erva. It's very true. But the Rosh holds that the brach of the Masada Kedushin is a birchas hashvach. It's not a birchas hamitzvah. It's a brach of praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'shas Kedushin. It's a birchas hashvach. He says that's why the chassan is maitzia. The chassan doesn't make the bracha. Someone else makes the bracha. It's a birchas hashvach. So anybody can make the bracha. And he says the only mitzvah associated with it is puravu. And puravu is efshar al yedei pilegesh. It's not mukhra to have marriage. So he says there's no mitzvah sasei in marriage. When the Ran says yesh boi tzad mitzvah, it may be, he holds like the Rosh, that there's no mitzvah be'etzem, tzad mitzvah of puravu. Or he may hold, because the Mishnah Lamelech, there's one of these long Mishnah Lamelechs on this Ran. The Mishnah Lamelech says, it may be a mitzvah, it's a mitzvah for the man, not for the woman. Puravu certainly is a mitzvah on the man and not on the woman. You'd be Mekasha with Yisuri Hanah, so mitzvah Slav Lahedes didn't do, but what about her? She's being Iver, there's no tzad mitzvah. There's no mitzvah. So the Ran says, yesh bei tzad mitzvah. If you're helping the man be mekayim the mitzvah, it's also tzad mitzvah. That's the Ran says.
According to the Rosh,
Mekadesh Am Yisrael. The Chiddush Hashem gave us a parsha of Kiddushim Nesuin. We're praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He gave us such a thing. I want to tell you, the Taz says the same thing on the Bracha of Shechita. The Taz is, but there's no mitzvah to shecht. If you want meat, you have to shecht in order to eat it. No command to shecht. There's no mitzvah to shecht. So, we make a Baruch Shemesu al HaShechita, and most holds a mitzvah for Berchus HaMitzvahs. The Taz holds there also to Berchus HaShvach. In other words, we praise Hashem who gave us the parsha of Shechita. Hashem elevated Klal Yisrael, we have a parasha of Shechita. But, the Taz holds is not Kiyumis either. That's what he holds. Tzitz is a mitzvah Kiyumis. But, so I don't mean to elaborate on Shechita, I mean to bring as an example that is such a thing. The nafkamina really is when you have a chassan who's deaf, whether the Masada Kedusha makes the bracha or the chassan makes the bracha. I've been at weddings with a chassan who's hearing impaired, and he made the bracha. Shimon Steinhaus told me that at his wedding, the Masada Kedusha was someone from England, from Gate City, where they come from. He told him, you make the bracha. Like, you're the Masada Kedusha, you make the bracha. Because if it's a Berachas HaMitzvah, then nobody else should be making the bracha. Berachas HaShvach, all right, could be that anybody there makes the Berachas HaShvach. But Berachas HaMitzvah, only the Chassan could make it. So the Rambam says, why do we give it to the Masader? According to the Rambam, the Chassan should do it. So there's a Igeris Rambam. Says not to embarrass the chassanim whose ivra is poor. They're going to start making a bracha and break their teeth. You know, it's embarrassing. So shloi levayish is misheni yedaya. The masada kedusha is maitzi. But when the chassan is not able to hear, it can't be etzer shemei kaina. So he himself makes the siddur kedusha bracha according to the Rambam. No, somebody's hard of hearing. A hearing impaired don't have a different ksuba. Do you think ksuba must have been for a different reason? It could be multiple reasons, but I once had it. You know, I said before, the boys in yeshiva asked us after me on parchment. I once had, no joke, we were learning ksubas in yeshiva. And one of the boys comes over to me, like a first year based marriage boy. He said, I told my mother, I want to see a ksuba. We're learning ksubas all year. My mother shows the ksuba. He says, there are mistakes here. There are mistakes. It's Meya, it's supposed to be Yosayim. And he says, can I have permission to bring it to my Rebbe, to show it to him? So, like, he didn't have the seichel to understand. His mother didn't have the seichel to understand. She was obviously a ba'ula at the time she got married. And it said so in the ksuba, but he didn't chap Mosayim, so he brings it to me. What am I supposed to tell him? What? So I don't know. I think just this week I was in Masada Kedushin by somebody who they were both divorced. The husband and the Kalanda Chassan both had short marriages, and the Chassan I know for a very long time. So I was in Masada Kedushin. So they were very nervous. I don't know why they were nervous. Everyone knew they were divorced. They wanted to read the Ksuba without a mic. So the Ksuba, we write. The Rambam's lashon is, you're right, by a grown up first marriage, you're right, basulta da. The Rambam says, by a divorce, you're right, gerusha da. We don't write gerusha. We write matrachta. Matrachta is the targum for gerusha. Doesn't say clearly in Shulchan Aruch why we write matrachta. I have a feeling we write it. It's not embarrassing. No one in the world knows what matrachta means. So you read matrachta. And no one knows. If you're by a wedding and they said Mayo instead of Messiah, would you know? Nobody would know. So what they do, they insisted on leaving the mic off. So I was Masada. I don't use a mic because I'm being Maitzi to Chassan. And I have a loud voice, so I don't use a mic. So they said, Ksuba without a mic. So what ended up happening? Everyone was talking. Why didn't they use a mic? They said, oh, because it's the second Ksuba. So my child, that's why they didn't use the mic. So everyone was talking about it. But they felt better, so okay, they feel better. It's the yikr. But the at any rate, the point I wanted to make is that is that the shaila of giving a shtar in Yisurei Anoa has to do with mitzvahs lav lehen, isn't it? Now, it's fascinating. There's a machlaikis, the Ran and the Rajba, in Nedarim Daf Tesvav, by mitzvahs lav lehen, isn't it? The fascinating machlaikis. By mitzvahs lav lehen, isn't it? Why are you doing a mitzvah? If the Gemara says, for example, you blow a shayfer with a shayfer of Eir Nidachas, you yaitse, ayav Anoa, mitzvahs lav lehen, isn't it? Mitzvah is not called Anoa. And therefore, when we say mitzvah slav lahenis nitnu, people feel gishvach, they do a mitzvah. But it means isurei hanoa means hanoa gashmi. Not hanoa ruchni, mitzvah slav lahenis. So mitzvahs are not given for hanoa. So the Ran says, what happens if you have an incidental type of hanoa that comes along with the hanoa of the, because hanoa tzedadi, what happens if you have a hanoa tzedadi? Is that called that you're not allowed to do it? Ran says hanoa tzedadi is aser. The Gemara says if somebody asks hanoa from a mikvah or from a yam, tovlim bai b'maisak shamim, v'lai b'maisak chama. Why? Because b'maisak shamim is cold. You're going to go into the river. So you take have hanoah that it's a mitzvah for him to tivel. He's tamei, but there's no secondary hanoah because it's cold weather. You don't have the enjoyment of the water. Avolai b'maisachama. If it's a hot day, take a true mitzvah lav lehenis. But if you have a hanoah tzedadi, then it's aser anyway, because the mitzvah part is lav lehenis. But what about the cooling off part? That's what the Ran says. That's a Ran in the dark. Now, what do you do here? Here, you be Mekadosh and Isha with Yisurei Hanoah, saying, the Ran says, this is Lav Lahenistin, you can do it. Presumably, there's Hanoah Tzedadi, you want to marry this woman. Nobody marries a woman totally the Shem Shemayim. Everybody has his own desire to marry this woman. So it's a very difficult kasha on the Ran that you're using a paper of Yisurei Anoah. But what about the fact that you end up being married? Good. So that's what the Mishnah Melech says in the Ran. It could be it's maybe in the Ran also, in the Tshuva itself. He says the following. He says, very gishmak. He says, Abin is Tamei. He goes into a mikveh, b'maisak shamim, in cold weather. He tivels in a river that's also b'hanoah to him. So we say, it's not a hanoah. Because who's going to go into a cold river? He's only doing it for the mitzvah. So, but what about the fact that afterwards he can eat taris? He has hanoah. Till now, afterwards, he can't eat truma and kachim. And now he could. So, vaistais, when mitzvah slav lehenis nitnu, the subsequent resultant hanoah is not enough to aser. The logic, we could break our heads over. But vice versa, the subsequent hanoah is not a hanoah. It's only also about hanoah b'shas ma'isa the hanoah, but not the hanoah later. I don't know why, but that seems to be what comes out from it. So that's the Ran's hesber in being able to use Yisurei Hanoah. It's an interesting thing. What? To say metz shura on the mikvah? To say Master Shure on the New Yard. There's no real shear for a get.
But
it's like perfect. What?
Like
it's perfect. Alright, so there's a klal. The question was, is a ruch to say Master Shure, like a luliv of Yer Nidachas, is possible because it has no shear? It has. It's
not straightforward, not just
Yisurei Hanoah? No, it's Rav Shimon holds Damarim Lesar Kesarif Dami, but we don't seem sure by everything. Yeah, the Gemara says it by the Pesachim say it by Shaifer also by Shaifer Shalayla, which doesn't need Shaifer. The Stipler, he's explaining Rishayim, but the Stipler says that explain the Rambam. Rambam says a lechi of Yisurei Anoah is kosher. It has to be 10 tefachim. Why don't you say Ketusim after Shiura? So there are a few terutzim, but the stipler brings that sometimes it's a din shir. It's a halacha of a shir. It has to be four tefachim. You need a halacha. It's a din. You need four shir. You could have a little of three tefachim. You have a little of five tefachim. It's a din shir. Let's say a chalitza shoe. That's the stipler's example. A chalitza shoe, what's the size? Kemidas raglai. It has to fit his foot. Right? Me'al raglai, kemidas raglai. If you have a chalitza shoe of Yisurei Hanoah, you're going to say, that's not kemidas raglai. It's missing the shear. Stipler says it's not true. Because a chalitza shoe that's 1 inch big is kosher if it fits his foot. There's no din shear. There's no number that the chalitza shear has to be. It has to have the metzias of fitting his foot. If it fits his foot, then it's kosher. Even if it would be halachically have 0 to 0 inches. When the shear is a function of its use, not a din shear, then there's no din of ketusim echta shear. So by a lechi, there's no din tent fachim. The lechi just has to be the entire Pesach. A Pesach is tent fachim. But the din lechi is just that it has to be nicker by the doorway. So it's not a din shear, it's a metzias that has to cover the doorway. And memela is like the stipler that there's no din of, in such a case, to a get also. There's no din shear in a get. Obviously, you have to have enough space to fit in all the words that you need. But that's a practical thing. Like a shoe having to fit a foot is not really a din in halacha of hilchos shiurim. That would seem to be the answer. Now, there's a tremendous tumult. And it's one of the Ktsaisin, Ktsais Avnei Meluim, which is one of the famous ones. There are a lot of them. But on the Sugya of Gita V'yadei Bon Ke'echad, there's a Ktsais who explains this halacha of Yisurei Hanoah. Where he's coming from is a Gemara. The Gemara, there are two examples. I'll give you the easier one and then the slightly more complicated. The easier one is, a man has an Eved Kenani. If the Eved Kenani picks up a penny from the floor, it belongs to the owner. If someone gives him a gift, it belongs to the owner. So let's say Odin wants to give a get shichur to his Eved Kenani. So l'chor it shouldn't work, because you have to give this shtar shichur to him. When you give it to him, it's yours. His hand is yours. So the Gemara says it works. Now, can someone explain to me how that works? Gita v'yadei ba'an ke'echad. Which is first? What does simultaneously mean? How does it happen? Everything he has is mine. The result of the get causes the get. The whole, the mechanics of it is very strange.
It's not applicable. When Adam gives the get shechur, the shechur is meaningless to him.
But he still owns it. He's the bailum of it.
I mean, it's just not, it's almost like, it's care.
I'll tell you what the stipler, I'll tell you what the ksais starts like this. The ksais begins. He says, let's say I want to sell you a house. I have a house, I want to sell it to you. I want to sell it with kinyan shtar. Who writes the shtar by selling a house? The seller. So I write a shtar, I hereby sell to you my home at this and this address, B'shtarzu. And I made them sign it. I have to hand the shtar to you. If you're here, I hand you the shtar. Question. This is how the ksai starts. I take the shtar, I go to my house, I put it on the floor of the house, and I tell you, I'm selling you my house with kinyan shtar, b'am kechad. The house is yours, and the shtar is in the house, so you kaited the shtar with kinyan chatzar. It's in a locked house. So you'll be kaited the shtar and the house simultaneously. So the ktsai says, will anybody say that works? Don't say yes, because he says it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. That the paper is mine, the house is mine. So I put the paper in the house. I say, presto, I marked it to you, the shtar and the house simultaneously. So the house becomes yours. The mele shtar is yours. The mele house is yours. The ksais time is, it makes no sense. How can you do things simultaneously? It doesn't work. You only create an ishtar if you create in a house. You only create in a house, you create an ishtar. You have to start somewhere. You have to start somewhere. So Ktsais holds it's ridiculous. So Ktsais has his mahalach. In yeshiva, we say there are two ways to learn Gita Viyad and Ka'echad. One is everyone else, and one is the Ktsais. We call the everyone else a shita as it works. By me, I use the word magic. The magic. The Torah said it works. Logically, I can't explain it to you. The Torah said, Gita V'yad Yabon Ke'achad. Now, the Gemara has, I explained Eved Ivri, Eved Kanani, it's easier. The Gemara has a case. A man was dying on Shabbos. And his wife would be in Aguna. There was a brother in a faraway city. He wanted to divorce his wife. They wrote the Shtar before Shabbos. But then it became Shabbos. The man is dying in one house. And the shtar, it's on a table in a different house. So they had an issue. How's he going to give her the get? Assuming you're allowed to give a get on Shabbos. How's he going to give her the get? The get is in another house. There's no Erev. They couldn't... How's he going to give it to her? So the Machlex Rishonim, the problem was no Erev. There were other problems. But he might say he couldn't give her the get. It was in a different house. So the Gemara says, why isn't he makna to her the house with the get? And Chatzere Vegita Ba'an Ke'achad. Gemara, yes, why didn't he do it? Makna the house with the get, all in one shot. And Chatzere Vegita Ba'an Ke'achad. So it's the same question. How does that work?
You makna the house first, and then only makna the house
when
you
kind of get. Makna, oh, so you can't. It's a good question. Be makna the house first, then the house we kind of get. So it doesn't work. It has to be, he has to give it to her. You say, kli gitech magabe karka, it doesn't work. He has to give it to her with a kinyan, either physically with a kinyan, or lomdish with a kinyan. So, because the question is a good question. Why did he makna the house? And then he'll say, now, with the house, be kind of the get. Because you need that he gives it to her. So the Gemara says, he should makna the house, and agav the house, he should makna the get with it. It's not clear if the Gemara means kinyan chas or kinyan agav. But either way, you makna everything together to her in one shot. Ba'an Ke'achad. So that's another case of Ba'an Ke'achad. How does that work? But you didn't want to be over the Erev. There was no Erev. The man was very close to the Yom HaDin. He was dying. He was very close to coming up to the Yom HaDin. He didn't want to add Chil Shabbos to his list. No? Chalipin. Assuming that you're allowed to do a kinyan, the Ramos, you're allowed to do a kinyan for the Ktsais says the following, and there's a big tumult about it, and he brings a raya from Yisrael. The Ktsais is a kasha on our sugya. There's a Rajba says, you can't give someone something that's worth zero. The Rajva's rule, you can't be makna something that's valueless. Ownership has to do with value. If you have a grain of sand and you want to give it to someone as a gift, you can't be kind of it. You can't be kind of something that has no value. Kinyan means value. Yisurei Anah have no value. The Rajva says, you can't be kind of Yisurei Anah. It's a Geshmaka Raya. It says Shnei Devarim Einam Bishusa Shalada, Chametz BePesach, and so what do you mean Chametz is not his Rishus? The man went a day before Pesach and he bought himself a Danish. He bought himself back a box of macaroni, and it's in his house. Shachman Alathon, he owns it on Pesach. So he's saying the macaroni ain't a Bishusa Shalada. He bought it. It's in his house. So the Rajva says, you can't own things that have no value. You can't have ownership of something that has no value. That's his shit. So see, Mekadosh and Isha, a friar, he's Danish, Rachman, he's Danishes, she's Danishes. He wants to give her Kedushin, it should be Orthodox Kedushin. So on Pesach, he's Mekadosh with Chametz Dereisa. She's not Mekadosh. Even she's going to eat it. What? Oh, so that's the word. When it's Asa Bahana, you can't have ownership on something that's Asa Bahana. So Frek the Tzais, how you Mekadosh an Isha with Yisurei Anah? we had a problem, and Mrs. Slavla Henes didn't know, but so there's no Aveira, but still, you can't own Isuri Anah. How you make Kaddish and Isha with Isuri Anah? The giving her a star written on Isuri Anah, how she kind it? So Zakt Tzais, a Chiddush, he says, a get, and presumably a star Kedushin, if you're Makshav Ayatzia, a get is a get with Nesina. It doesn't need Kenyan. All you need is Nesina. V'nasam biyada. So everyone jumps on the Tzais, he himself says, you're going to ask me, all you need is Nesina? Look at the last line of this Ramah. Nasan l'shtar v'amala. If you give a lady a shtar, you tell her, Aminasha ani yarshali. I'm giving you this get, but the paper remains mine. Ein amakudeshes. You give me the get, you give me the letters, so to speak, but you say, Aminasha, the paper is mine. This doesn't work. But the Ksai says, it's enough. It's enough to do the Sina. The answer is, there's a halacha by a get, or by kedushin, by extension, that it has to be not connected to him anymore. It has to be that gerishin means they have to be totally disconnected. If it's the lashon haGemara is, if it's agida gabe, she's still connected to him. If he gives her a get with a string, and he could pull it, he doesn't pull it. Gives her a get, there's a string, that doesn't work. String's attached. So by giving her a get, Amanasha, Niyar Shali, it doesn't work, because it's still, he can pull it back any time. The paper is his. Zak, the Ksais, very geschmack. Ksais says, why does it mean Ba'an Ke'achad? It means like this. The get happens with Nasan Biyada, with the Nesina. But 1 minute, Nesina without a Kinyan doesn't work, because the paper is still his. Achinami. But if he gives it to her, and at the same time, is Makdata the Chatzar. So a split second after he gives her the get, she's divorced, then she owns the house, and then she could be kind of the paper. When the case of the Eved is easier. You give the Eved a shtar, then the Sina makes him divorced. It makes him a free man. A split second later, that he's a free man, now he can be kind of things for himself. So he's kind of the Niyar for himself, a second after he becomes freed. Now, you can't do that and say, I'm akdit you, I'm nasha Niyar Shali, and a minute later say, I'm akdit you the paper. It wasn't a get b'shas Nesina. But here, it's all in the system. In the system of Nesina, he becomes free, and then he owns the paper. So Mamela, it works.
The paper's not worth anything.
What?
The paper's not worth anything. There's nothing.
Well, I'm talking the case of Giti Abba and Ke'achad. In the case of Yisurei Anah, Saktik Tzais is Pashit. The paper's not worth anything. I can't really own it. You can't really own it. All I need is Nasan Biyada. Normally, in the Sina, without a Kinyan, doesn't work. It's like Gita Gabe. I'm still connected to it. By Yisurei Anah, I'm not connected to it. Because there's no way to steal Yisurei Anah from me. So Mela, I'm not connected to it. I can't demand
it's
it back.
Nothing. It's not
Nesina. The Nesina means the Ksais learns the physical Nesina makes a divorce. In a physical Nesina, there's no transfer of ownership. But he is handing it to her. He's handing Yisurei Anah from his hand to Aya. That's the Biyada makes again. He's handing something that's valueless. But he's still handing it to her. He is physically, the Ksais Shita is, a get works with Nasa Biyada, with Nesina. The haknah is a condition. It shouldn't be agida gabe.
That should be magic too.
It's a typical ktsais. It's splitting hairs very much. So the ktsais, I think it's simin reish of cotton olive, and it's in numerous places in the. I didn't even write down the ktsais, which is a place to say it by heart. What? That's the Ksais' kash. It can't be simultaneous. The Ksais makes it happen a split second apart. He says that's the way it works. It bothers him. How can you do Isuri Anah if you can't have ownership in Isuri Anah? Okay, let's finish the Ramah. Isuri Anah Yeshem Shul Pasul V'Yeshem Echshirin Ein Sarach Litoi Zman B'Shtar Kedushin. Okay, why do you need a Zman? Anybody remember from the Gemara? Why do you have to write a date and a get? two reasons. Shloyechapa basa chaisai. If his wife is Mizana, and she's an Eish HaSish, she's going to get Misa, and he has mercy on her, so he's going to go write a get and pretend it was given earlier. So he's never going to aid him to sign a get with the wrong date. But if a get doesn't need a date, so if his wife was a Zana, she's Michaya Misa, to save her life, he'll write a get, he'll give it, she'll come with it if it doesn't need a date. Shamiyachapa Abasa Chayse. So that, by getting, you could save someone from Misa. By Kedushin, there's no such thing. So by Kedushin, it doesn't apply. What was the second reason? Because the Peiris of Nichsei Malug. Peiris of Nichsei Malug. So that's true by a get. A man gets Nichsei Malug until the get. By Kedushin, a man doesn't get Peiris after Kedushin. Because Peiris after Nisuin. After Kedushin, he doesn't get Peiris. So both reasons don't apply. Say, Yisrof Litov Zman Bishtar Kedushin. What happens? He had no witnesses. And he writes it in his own handwriting. He signs his name. Pimekadesh Anisha with a star, no witnesses. You sign your name. So he says, it's machlaikis, it's a suffix. This is a shtikl Torah, how Yosef in Mitzrayim, how did he get married? If you need two witnesses to get married, there were no Jews in Mitzrayim. You say it was a Ben Noyach in Chutz Laaretz, he didn't need it. But Rashi says, when Yaakov asked, who are these two boys? Eshanasli Hashem Bezeh, Elakim, I think Bezeh. So he said, Bezeh, Heraloi, either Shtar Eresin or Shtar Ksuba, but he showed a Shtar Eresin. So the question is, how do you have a Shtar? Kedusha needs two witnesses. So the Klosenberg Hasidim have a story that when Klosenberg was a little boy, he went, could it be the Divrei Chaim, to one of the Rebbes and sons, and they asked him, how did Yosef get married? And he came up with a Shtikl Torah, and I don't remember, it's a complicated Shtikl Torah. But if you hold that Ksav Yodeh works, then by Kedushin, then Ksav Yodeh works. Question is, by a get, if Ksav Yodeh works, it's interesting, there's a Rashba in Masechtas Megillah, of all places, that says it works. Tosfos asks why Mordechai didn't give Esther a get. The Gemara of Kasher Avaditi Avaditi. It's a big Agadita Gemara. Rashi on two sides. There's a little Tosfos plugged in. So Tosfos says, why didn't you give her a get? Why wouldn't you garish her? She's going to be Mizana. He said, he didn't want to be Mepharsim. Edom are going to have to sign the get. He didn't want to be a Kohel that he's divorcing his wife. So the Rashba there asks, why didn't he do a piksav yadai? He asked Akasha, why didn't he do a piksav yadai? And I don't know what his answer is. Anyway, the last halacha is Nasan Lashtar V'amalam Nashan Yer Shali Enim Kudeshes. If he says, I'm a Nas, I keep the paper, it's just the Isis Parchas V'avir, so you can't be Mekadesh a woman with Isis Parchas V'avir, you have to actually give it up. Alright, so we've gone through Kedusha Shtar. Next week, I hope to give a share on one of the yanim of probably of Sukkis, and after Yantiv, we'll start Chasham Mishpat Siman Aleph. We'll see. When I started having as a Siman Aleph, I had trepidation about it, but someone asked me where the Ksais is. I had actually brought a copy in the Avni Meluim. He quotes it in Siman Kuf Lametes Sifkat Yud Gimel, and he refers back. I brought it here. If there had been time, I would have read it. And he refers back to where he writes it in the Ksais. I guess I'll have to find it where it is. Okay, good Kibbutz Shah to everybody.